You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hannah Baba. So Outside Lands takes place in Golden Gate Park. It's San Francisco's largest park. What's the second largest? If you guessed McLaren Park, nice job. You really know the city. But if you didn't know, it's no surprise, even though McLaren Park's really big. So why don't more people know about it? And why is it called McLaren Park anyway? So many questions. Stephen Short has the answers.
Don't take this the wrong way, Golden Gate Park, but Phil Ginsberg...
I'm the general manager of San Francisco's Recreation and Park Department.
Phil Ginsberg sounds as if he might like another city park better.
You know, Golden Gate Park gets the attention, but McLaren Park is really an incredible jewel, and it's not just a neighborhood park. I think of it as more of a regional asset.
Like a good parent, Ginsberg tries not to have favorites. Still,
very few cities in America are blessed to have a park like McLaren Park within its boundaries because of its topography and not just its size.
That size, by the way, at just over 300 acres, is a little less than one-third of the size of Golden Gate Park.
It's hilly, it's natural, it has some incredible recreation. It's really got a little bit of everything for everyone.
So, fittingly, it's named for San Francisco's long-serving superintendent of parks, John McLaren. But if it's so great, then why isn't it better known? You know what they say about real estate. It's all about location.
Particularly at a time before our mass transit system, has become as robust as it is, and, you know, maybe even going back historically, a time before there were that many cars in San Francisco, it was far.
And tucked down in the southeast corner of the city, it's still far, unless you happen to live nearby, even with our robust mass transit system. But did he say going back historically? Well, let's just do that.
McLaren Park was actually originally the home to the Ohlone Indians.
And if you'd been around then, you would have seen why. This is not the part of the San Francisco Peninsula to the northwest, which was made up of sand dunes.
You would have seen incredible habitat. You would have seen a big variety of plants and mushrooms and insects and animals. It was the wild.
Wild habitat is great for mushrooms and insects, but few people wanted to build houses there. So after several land deals, the city decreed in 1928 that this area should be a public park. And they had just the right man to transform it into what Ginsberg calls an incredible jewel.
John McLaren was a Scottish gardener and was really responsible with William Hammond Hall for the creation of Golden Gate Park first, and then ultimately our entire park system. And he was our first superintendent. He actually was a superintendent for over 50 years.
Over 50 years?
And actually, our city forefathers gave him a lifetime appointment to be superintendent.
They also doubled his salary when he was 70, and he lived in what is now the park headquarters until his death. That building in Golden Gate Park is now known as McLaren Lodge.
And he actually continued to serve until his death when he was 96. And his body laid in state in the City Hall Rotunda. I doubt very few bureaucrats today, including me, would get that honor.
One reason he may have served so long was because people actually feared him. Published reports say his gardeners gave a coded warning when McLaren was spotted coming their way.
Hey, Joe, there's wild game coming.
Yeah, he was known to be a very tough disciplinarian. He was, frankly, known to be a pretty cantankerous and cranky guy who loved park stewardship.
Ginsberg says it's thanks to McLaren's stubbornness and determination that we even have Golden Gate Park today. William Hammond Hall designed it, but it was McLaren who was really responsible
for taking what is nothing but beach, or was nothing but beach, and converting it into this just oasis of open space and flora and fauna that we have today.
All of this devotion to urban open space would be reason enough to honor this man by naming a park for him. But consider this.
John McLaren was actually credited with planting over 2 million trees, which is pretty remarkable in and of itself.
A statue of McLaren was made during his lifetime, but he wouldn't allow it to be installed. It wasn't necessarily due to modesty. Ginsberg says he just hated statues in parks.
He also hated keep off the grass signs. He felt nobody should be told to stay off the grass.
But he wasn't a mean old taskmaster to everybody.
He was known for standing outside McLaren Lodge on Sundays, and he would give out candy to kids as they came into the park. So although he was known to be a rather gruff fellow, it is clear that he had a very soft heart.
Providing the kids put any wrappers in the trash cans. John McLaren's influence over Golden Gate Park and the other 219 parks in the San Francisco system is still felt by those in charge today. Sometimes, Ginsberg says, that influence is almost physically tangible.
We have a big portrait of him that sits in the commission room here at McLaren Lodge. And while we are all there and he's having staff meetings and he's looking over us, I think we all still feel a certain sense of awe to be in his presence, and he's basically looking down at us saying, don't screw up my park.
Well, now here's the question. First you said he was looking over you, then you said he was looking down on you. Which is he doing?
He's definitely looking down at us. There's no question about it.
In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.
Nicholas Monsma helped with that story.